If you missed it, you missed a great day. But there's two more left. So next week, be here at 9:45. Upstairs, there's a classroom on this south side, a big classroom. Go there, and we got the Holy Spirit going on, 9:45. You want to be there. Don't miss it again. It is powerful, and so you need to come out, be a part of that. I'm telling you, if you've got questions, who's this class for? If you got questions about the Holy Spirit, you know, Mike was talking about the Holy Spirit, and you know, you're like, okay, what have I walked into, right? You guys are freaking me out. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, what's going on? This is a great place to start. We believe the Lord still speaks to us today, and it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so that class is perfect. Go there. You can learn more about it, about who the Holy Spirit is, how the Holy Spirit operates, the power behind the Holy Spirit. Listen, this is a promise for God that His Spirit communes with our spirit. This is one of the ways it happens. And so go to that class, 9:45 next week. There's only two left. You got to get in there. Don't let it pass you by. Hey, we're just diving right in. I want to ask, I know none of you, this is not a problem for any of you guys, but sometimes I struggle with this. But has anybody else ever found it difficult to hear God's voice? Again, I know you guys are pros, experts, right? But if we're honest, like, some of us struggle sometimes to hear the voice of God. For example, if you got a decision you need to make, so you think, you know, maybe I should pray about it. Well, that's probably a good place to start, right? You're like, okay, I'm praying about it. God, what do you want me to do? God, what do you want me to do? And sometimes you don't hear nothing. Or then sometimes you're praying, you're praying, you're praying, and then a thought enters your head, and you're like, okay, was that God or was that me? You know, was that my emotion? Is that what I want, right? Or was that the Holy Spirit? God, is that you talking or is that the burrito from last night? I don't know. You know what I should do? I don't understand. And we just want to know what God wants for us. And so imagine if you could ask God a question and you could get a very clear answer. Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, the good news is we can, right? We've been walking through a few promises in the Bible over the last month, really. Last week, we talked about the promise that Jesus loves us, that you are the one. I mean, how awesome is that? You are the one. You're the one He's searching for. You're the one He wants. You're the one whose picture's hanging on His fridge. You're the one, right? That was the promise last week. This week, we're going to look at the promise that you can know the voice of God. I think if we're all honest, sometimes it's difficult to hear from God. Sometimes I think for some of us, you think, well, it feels complicated to hear from God. I mean, how do you know if it's God speaking or if it's your desires, right? I mean, you know, I would like a brand new truck. I think God would be in that. But at that point, is it my desire or is that really God talking? And so it's easy to see how sometimes it's a little complicated. It's kind of hard to see that if it is it God or sometimes you're like, well, is this a distraction from the devil? So you're praying, God, show me your will. How do we know if God is showing us His will? The beautiful thing is He gives us a promise in His word. Jesus told us that He is a good shepherd and we're the good sheep. Go to John chapter 10. There's a whole chapter on it, right? Jesus promised a sheep that we, the sheep, that we would know the voice of the good shepherd, Jesus, right? He promised it. Look at it in verses 2 and 3 in John chapter 10. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. You hear that? The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Right? The good shepherd calls his sheep by name. Why? Because God loves you. Because you're the one. You're the one he's looking for. He calls you by name. He leads us out. And we follow him. Why do we follow him? Why? Because we know his voice. And so Jesus promises that he's a good shepherd and you're the sheep and the sheep can recognize his voice. That's a promise that we can recognize his voice. Okay, Pastor, how do we do that? Okay, so I'm thinking the three simple steps, right? That's just where I live. I love break it down as simple, right? Three simple steps that you're like, oh, that's so simple. Then why aren't you doing it? Right? Okay, here's the first one. First one, I know it's going to blow your mind, but number one is ask. Ask. Some of you are really confused right now. I thought this message about hearing from God. I went, why? And really a caveat to ask, here's what I want to warn you. Really like a second heading to the title, ask. Be brave enough to ask. Be brave enough to ask. I'm like, all right, you're really losing me, Pastor. I'm just going to ask. Why wouldn't I ask? Why do I have to be brave to ask, okay? Because, listen, His will, His way, is often very different than ours. So don't ask if you're not going to do or don't want to hear what He has to say. Because we ask and we're expecting great things. But let me give you a story. Let me put this in context for you, okay? During baby dedications, we reference Hannah bringing Samuel to the temple, right? It's awesome. Well, follow that story out. Samuel is dedicated to God, so basically Samuel is given over to his prophet Eli to be raised in the temple, raised in church. Sounds great, right? Well, here goes, you read the story, Samuel's probably 12 or so, and he's in the temple, and Eli wasn't obeying God. And this little boy Samuel, this time probably didn't know God. But Samuel's job was to do these religious rituals in the temple. He was doing religious work, but he didn't have a relationship with God. Come on, that's a whole other sermon by itself, isn't it? Some of you are here today doing religious rituals, and you have no relationship with God. Well, I won't get on that, and I'll save that for later, but I'm just warning you, okay? So Samuel's doing these rituals, and he didn't know God, and one night he goes to bed. Some of you know this story, right? So one night he goes to bed, he hears his name, Samuel, right? He thought, of course, it's Eli calling at him, so he pops up, runs into Eli's room, says, what do you want? I didn't want anything. Go back to bed. Samuel goes back to bed, falls asleep. He hears his name again, Samuel. Again, he runs into Eli's room. What do you want? Okay, so this goes on three times before finally Eli realizes what's happening. He says, hey, I think the Lord's speaking to you. This is where he catches the story of 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8. Look at it. And so the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? And Eli realized it was the Lord calling the boy. And so he said to Samuel, go lie down again. If someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went to bed. Speak, Lord, your servant's listening. Sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? Like, I love that. Like, that should be the motto of our lives. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Some of you got decisions to make. You need direction, so what are you going to pray? Bro, y'all need some coffee up here. Come on, we need some espresso or something. What are you going to pray? Thank you. Come on now. Listen, I know I'm going fast, but you got to keep up. Stay with me here. So we're going to pray, speak, Lord, your servants listen. And that's what Samuel does. He's brave enough to say, speak, Lord, your servant's listening. And let me tell you what God did not say to this 12-year-old boy. God did not tell him, hey, your future's bright. I'm going to give you the house. I'm going to give you the car. I'm going to give you the 2.5 kids. That's what we want to hear from God, isn't it? We want to hear God say, I'm giving you everything you ever dreamed of. Because that's what we expect. And so, but here's why I say you got to be brave enough to ask this. Because God says something to him he didn't want to hear. This 12-year-old boy, he was not ready for this. God warned him that Eli wasn't listening to God. That his sons, he wasn't disciplining his sons. His sons were blaspheming God. And so God said to him, I'm going to shock all of Israel. God tells this 12-year-old boy, I'm going to carry out my judgment against Eli and his entire. Can I just tell you, that's a hard message for a 12-year-old boy? And that's what I want to remind you. You don't ask God to speak unless you want to hear what he has to say. Like, speak, Lord, it sounds great, right? I mean, speak, Lord, your servant's listening. I mean, that sounds awesome. But I caution you, before you ask, are you ready to do what he says? Are you ready to hear what he's going to say? Some of you may say, okay, I'm asking God to speak and I'm not hearing nothing. Okay, but just because you're not hearing nothing doesn't mean he's not speaking. The more you listen, the easier it is to recognize his voice. You know, Melissa and I, when we first got married, we lived in New York for a couple years. I'll never forget, we got there because we took a couple mission trips. Oh, really, a lot of mission trips there. It's kind of like what our youth group did growing up. We went to New York. So I remember one of our first mission trips there, we get off the plane at LaGuardia, and we got all our luggage, you know. And so the guy shows up to take us back to the church. And from there, it's like an hour and a half maze. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, we were total tourists, carrying our luggage, going up steps, down steps, across the road, subway to this subway to that subway. I mean, it was ridiculous. All the time, the first time we got on the subway, I'll never forget, all you hear is the subway doors close and you hear a speaker, I'm going to get a pill for you. And you're like, was that like a message in tongues or what just happened there? Like, you cannot understand it. And so I'm like, how do you know? And people are just getting on. This is my stop. Oh, I got to get off. I'm like, how? How do you know? It was crazy. After we lived there for a while, after we started riding the train for a while, guess what happened? That nonsense made sense. And we could understand it. And the door dings and the stop's coming up. We're like, oh, this is our stop. We're like, what? How do you know that was our stop? They just said that. Well, I didn't hear that. We recognize the voice now. Yeah, it took a while, right? We had to put a little effort into it, but we started recognizing the voice. Listen, the more you listen to God, the better you get it recognized when he calls your name and directs your steps. So first thing we got to do is we got to be brave enough to ask. The second thing I want to hit you with is, are you listening? Jeremiah 33:3 says this, call to me and I will answer. This is God speaking. Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things you have not known. The Bible says he's going to give generously to all. So you call to God. God, I need your will. God, direct my steps. God, I need to hear your voice. I need to know your ways. And when you call to him, he will answer you. Why? Because he's a relational God. Listen, before creation, it was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There was community before there was the earth. He's a relational God. Then he creates the earth, and what does he do? He makes a garden and puts Adam and Eve in it. Why? So he can have a relationship with them. He walked with them. I love that vision, that picture of God just walking in the garden with Adam and Eve. Enoch, I love Enoch's story because he's walking with God, and they just did this so normal. It was an everyday deal that they walked with God. One day, God's like, hey, I'm closer to my house than yours. You just want to go with me? He's like, yeah, let's go. I mean, that's awesome, right? And so we see God is a relational God. He's always speaking. The question is, are we listening? Because he speaks all the time. Now you say, okay, I'm going to ask him to speak. I'm going to listen. How do you hear from God? Well, the most reliable way you hear from God is he speaks to you through his word. That's what we've been doing over the last month. We've just been going through his words that he told us. He's been telling us, you're the one. You're the one he loves. Today he's telling us, I know your voice. I hear you. That's what he's telling us. And so this living word is active. It's powerful. It encourages. It corrects. It guides. It directs. It comforts. As people of God, we feed on the word every day. We let it renew our minds. We let it direct our feet. Listen, this is the most reliable way to hear from God, is to listen to what he says through the word. Now, some of you want the magic pill. Like, man, just say a prayer and let me hear an audible voice from God. Listen, it doesn't work that way. He's written promise after promise, story after story for you. We're not using it. We're not taking advantage of it. Some other ways he speaks. He speaks through maybe a wisdom of a friend, through a sermon, through a song, through your circumstances. Maybe when all of a sudden a door closes, maybe God's trying to tell you something. A door opens up, maybe God's trying to tell you something. He speaks through his Holy Spirit, God's Spirit. He speaks to you, his Spirit, to your spirit. And eternally you can discern the voice of God through the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit. Listen, God will prompt you sometimes like, oh man, I feel prompted to give. Maybe it's this morning. Some of you feel prompted to give to a missionary. And some of you are like, well, I don't know if it's really God talking to me. Listen, the devil's not going to prompt you to be generous. Just know that, okay? So use a little common sense, right? I think I can say, okay, that's probably God. Okay? And so God may give you supernatural peace. Think back some situations, some avenues in your life. You just had this crazy peace about you. Like, okay, I know this is what it is. And then there have been times in your life where you have not had peace and you're trying to force the thing, but you don't have peace. That should be a big red flag to you. Say, hey, God's trying to tell you something. Are you listening? That's the question. God is always speaking, but are you listening? So we ask him to speak. I love what Isaiah 30:21 says. Love how it describes it. This is the New Living Testament. It says, your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Isn't that awesome? Are you listening? This is the way you should go. If you listen to the voice of God, you'll hear him. He'll guide you. He'll give you the words to say. That he'll comfort you, give you peace. He'll prompt you to do something. He's always speaking. The question is, are you listening? Okay, so we're going to be brave enough to ask. We're going to listen. And the third thing, I know this is going to blow your socks off. You're going to do. Pretty simple, right? You're going to do what he's telling you to do. That's not always easy. What he's telling you to do will often take faith. Listen, you think it was easy for Danielle the first thing time God said, hey, I want you to go to Jordan? I would think not. One, you're going halfway across the world. Two, to a place where nobody knows you. You don't know the language. Often he's going to ask you to do things and tell you and lead you and guide you. But you got to do it. And it requires faith in your life. It's not always easy. I like what Jesus said when he replied to a question. I don't have it for you on the screen, but he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and do. Blessed are those who do not hear the word, but are actually doers of the word. Some of you might say, okay, I get it. I'm a Christian. I believe God speaks, but I haven't heard from him for a long time. Why isn't God speaking to me? I don't know this for sure, but maybe for some of you, you didn't do the last thing he asked you to do. Listen, there's a lot of Christians who have a lot of Bible knowledge, but not a lot of obedience. Well, I haven't heard from God in a long time. Maybe you didn't do something about it. Maybe you didn't do it, or maybe he's prompted you to confess a sin and you just haven't confessed it. Maybe he told you to serve somewhere in the church or community, but you haven't done it. Maybe he prompted you to invite somebody to church and you haven't done it. Maybe he's prompted you to forgive somebody, but you're still holding a grudge. You haven't heard from God in a long time. Maybe because you didn't obey the last thing he asked you to do. Listen, I'm telling you, whenever you need direction, the good news is Jesus, the good shepherd, speaks, and we're the sheep. We hear his voice. And so maybe you got to turn down the volume of this world, because everything is shouting for our attention. Maybe you need to stop scrolling, stop clicking, stop giving in to what everybody else said. Hey, listen, everybody's got great advice for your life. Why don't you allow God to speak into your life? Again, he's a relational God who loves you. He wants to reveal his love for you, his purpose for you, his will for your life. God is always speaking. The problem is we're not always listening. So what do? We slow down. Psalms 46:10. You should highlight it in your Bible or highlight it in your phone. Look at the first two words. The first two words are the most difficult part of this, isn't it? What does it say? Be still. Come on. How many likes that? You tell it to your kids, don't you? Hey, would you just be still? Right? That's literally God right this moment. Would you just be still? Like, no, I gotta. Just be still. Be still and know that I am God. I want the worship team to come on up. I gotta stop. I'm gonna close a story that I can relate to. In the Old Testament, there's this prophet named Elijah. Some of you guys know about Elijah. Elijah's awesome, right? He's a man's man, right? So Elijah gets into this little tiff with a bunch of these false prophets, right? There's a lot of them. And it's hilarious. If you're not familiar with the story, go back and read it. It's so funny because he starts making fun of them, right? He starts making fun of their God. He's like, hey, maybe your God's deaf. Shout a little louder. You know, and he just ags them on and on and on. It's awesome, right? And then the story goes, he's agging them on. Finally, it gets to Elijah's turn. He calls down fire from heaven. Poof, like, all the false prophets are gone. I mean, it's wild, right? I mean, the dude just called down fire from heaven, burned the altar and all these false prophets up, right? I mean, that's a man of God, right? I don't care how you put it. That's a man of God. Okay, immediately after that, get this. There's this evil queen called Jezebel. She said, I'm going to kill you. He literally wiped out a whole army of false prophets in an altar with fire from heaven. And this one woman says, I'm going to kill you. And look what he does. He runs. And read the story. It's funny. He runs. He's running. Runs forever till he finds a cave and he goes, hides in a cave. Some of you are there right now. I mean, Elijah was done. He was at the end of the rope. He didn't know if he could take any more. He needed a word from God in that moment. Some of you can relate. Listen, we serve a God who loves you, a God who's speaking to you. Some of you in here this morning, you need to hear from God. Story goes, he's hiding in a cave, and the wind blasts through the mountain. The scripture says the Lord was not in the wind. Earthquake came, and it says the Lord was not in the earthquake. I mean, shook the whole mountain. And fire raged. The scripture says the Lord was not in the fire. Elijah has been faithful for years. Some of you have been faithful. God has not forgotten. Listen, Elijah was waiting for God in the extraordinary, wasn't he? Some of you in here this morning, you walked in looking for God in the extraordinary. I want the audible voice. I want the shaking mountain. I want the fire from heaven. I want God like that. But look what 1 Kings 19:12 says. And after the earthquake, there's a fire, but the Lord is not in fire. After the fire, there was a sound of a gentle whisper. I absolutely love this. Where was God? Not in the extraordinary, but in the ordinary. And here's a beautiful thing about this. If you get to know God personally, he's going to whisper to you in the most ordinary times. I love the fact that he said, I'm going to whisper. He came in a whisper. You know what happens when somebody whispers to you? First off, it's a little annoying sometimes, right? Because you never get it the first time. You're like, what? And like they're trying to be sly and they're trying to tell you something on a download or something. They're like, you're like, what? You know, make it really awkward. Everybody starts looking like, what? You know, and they're like, all right, it's over now. Forget it, right? What happens is I'm not whispering to Zeb. If you don't know Zeb, he's at the very back of the back church we get. I'm not going to whisper to Zeb from here. Why? At that point, we're just reading lips. what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to have to go to where Zeb's at, right? Zeb, this is going to make Zeb very uncomfortable. I'm sorry, Zeb. So you go to where Zeb's at, and to whisper to Zeb, I've got to kind of invade his personal space. He's really not going to like me after this. I'm sorry. But I've got to get close to Zeb, and I've got to tell him something. That's why I love this story. That's what God is trying to show us, how he wants to speak to us. We're looking for the awesome. I'm going to go to the revival where everybody's laid out. Let me tell you, that is awesome. But if that's all you're looking for, you're going to miss that still small voice. Like, God, I want the audible. This is where you need to go. Right? I'm like, come on, bro. We're looking for that, and here's what God wants. God wants to get close. He wants to whisper to us. Hey, go left, go right. Hey, won't you stop for a little bit? Why? Because he wants to draw you in. We're like, God, I'm going to come down the altar today and God's going to speak to you. I believe it. Can I just tell you, when you're doing the dishes at home, God can whisper in your ear. When you're doing some of the most mundane stuff, like driving to work, like your brain, psychologists tell us your brain does not even have to think about that because you've done it so many times. You're basically on autopilot. Listen, can I tell you, while you're in the car driving to work, the Lord can speak to you. The Lord can tell you, hey, you need to slow down. You need to stop. You need to. But he wants to draw you in. Awake at 2 a.m. in the morning, God's whispering, listen, I'm here for you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm doing all this to bring all good things to you. He whispers. Would you stand with us this morning? Listen, some of you lost hope. You need a word of hope. Some of you trying to make a decision. You need wisdom. Some of you are carrying a burden you need to cast on, to care on God. Why? Because he cares for you. Some of you just like, God, help me hear your voice. Give me the faith to do whatever you're asking. This morning, I hope you're brave enough to say, speak, Lord, I'm listening. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. I think some of you this morning, you walked in like Elijah. You're done. I mean, you're at the end of your rope. You ran and ran and ran and ran. You're hiding out in a cave. You're expecting some great sign from the Lord. This morning, he just wants to draw you near and whisper to you. He wants to draw you near and say, you're the one. You're the one I've been looking for. You're the one I've been chasing. The one. Some of you, he wants to draw near and say, hey, you need to stop. I want you to go left. I want you to go right. Some of you are desperate to hear from God. Today's the day. Today's the day. Would you bow your heads with us this morning? Let me follow, Lord. I pray if there's anyone in here this morning, there where Elijah was at. They're at the end of the rope. They're, Lord, I need help. I need a word. I need direction. I need you to speak into my life, Lord God. I'm so confused about what to do right now, Lord. Lord, I need some wisdom. I need some guidance. I need some direction. Left, right. Where do I go? This morning, are you brave enough to say, speak, Lord, your servant listens. Brave enough to listen, or are you brave enough to do what he asks you to do? If that's you, I want you to come down this morning. Come down. Let us pray for you. You're desperate. You need a word from God. You need direction. You feel like you're stuck. You don't know. Listen, come down. Let us pray for you. Come down and pray to the Lord this morning. Tell him, speak, Lord. Your servants listen. If you're lost this morning, need help, come. Come. If you're just tired, would you come this morning? I guarantee you will not be alone. There'll be people to pray with you this morning. Speak, Lord. Your servant listens. You need direction. You need wisdom. You need guidance. Would you come? Don't be afraid. Just come. Make it an altar somewhere. I promise there'll be people to pray with you. Speak, Lord. Your servant listens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray this morning. There's anyone in here, Father, I pray. Lord, they be bold enough to right now say, speak, Lord. Speak. Speak, Lord. Lord, I need direction. I need guidance this morning, God. Lord, I haven't heard from you for a long time, Lord. Let it be today. He wants to draw you. Right now, he's trying to draw you close. Would you let him draw you close and would you speak? Can I get some prayer warriors? Come help us pray this morning. Would you come? Would you come? I'm desperate for a word from the Lord. Would you come? Lord, speak. I need wisdom in this moment. Tell me where to go. Tell me what to do. Speak, Lord. If you haven't heard for a long time, would you come? Would you come? Would you be bold enough to step out? Come on. Come on. You will not be alone. There'll be people to pray with you. I promise you. Would you come? Let them touch your heart. Let them draw you in and whisper.